Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Bianca with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. The Brisbane International Festival will receive a welcome boost to funding as it announces a collaboration with overseas producers. The Queensland Government announced the long-awaited boost to funding with the new focus on co-productions set to be launched at next month's Cairns Film Festival. Newly appointed director Sophie Matheson says that increased funding will strengthen local ties to the global filmmaking industry. Ms. Matheson says with film budgets soaring, placing BIFF at the heart of co-productions is integral to ensuring the festival's survival. BIFF is set to return in November, marking its 9th consecutive year since making a comeback in 2017. Brisbane has been engulfed in a sea of red as Labor has won two long-standing Liberal seats. Kara Cook and Bonga and Ali France and Dixon have both recorded swings of 8% in their electorates, unseating Ross Vasta and opposition leader Peter Dutton, respectively. Vasta has been incumbent in Bonner since 2010, while Dutton had held the seat of Dixon since 2001. The wins reflect a changing sentiment despite the state election outcome, with Labor making serious gains on 6 safe LNP seats in southeast Queensland. In national news, the election count continues as marginal seats across Australia remain too close to call for any party. Labor candidate Sarah Whitty leads with an estimated 3,061 votes in the once safe seat of Melbourne, previously held by Greens Australia leader Adam Bandt since his 2010 win. Bandt, however, is confident that the swing against him is a result of a redistribution of party lines rather than a loss of appeal within his electorate. With ballot counting to continue throughout the week, Bandt remains cautiously optimistic, emphasizing the need to wait until all votes have been counted before final electoral results are determined.
The Tasmanian government has shifted away from its plan to use private funding for the new Hobart Stadium. Macquarie Point Multipurpose Stadium, which is set to open in 2029, has been in talks of construction since 2022. According to external surveyors, the stadium is set to cost $900 million and will bring major tourism to Tasmania's AFL sector. Many companies showed interest in funding the stadium privately, such as Tetris Capital, John Lang Group, and Capella Capital. However, the Tasmanian government has ultimately decided to pursue funding via the sale of parcels of the broader Macquarie Point precinct. Business, Industry and Resources Minister Erica Betts told the ABC that pursuing the private funding process would cost the taxpayer more, take longer to implement and take away from the asset being owned by and for the Tasmanian people. In international news, Portugal's current government has announced plans to remove 18,000 unauthorised foreigners leading up to their national election. The decision, which was announced on Saturday by Minister of the Presidency António Leitão Amaro, aims to begin notifying those affected as early as next week. Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, has denied the claim that the process is being accelerated due to the country's upcoming election on May 18. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a sunny afternoon expected. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.